A slight breeze blows in Muktavik most days, carrying fresh air from the Bering Sea. Catherine Charles, who moved here last October, says her kids are breathing easier.
When we were in Newtok, seems like their lungs were always chunky, or we could hear there's something in their lungs. But ever since we moved here, they hardly get sick.
Catherine says that's because the air is better in Muktavik, better outdoors and better indoors.
My house in Newtok, we really had bad molding problem.
Mold is common in Newtok homes. As a permafrost thaws, the entire village sinks, with flooding an expected event in both spring and fall. Tribal Administrator Andrew John says the air quality in Newtok is bad outdoors, too, because people dump their honey buckets right next to town.
That stench from that raw sewage that people have nowhere else to dump but the river. And when the sun starts baking and all that, all those fumes get in the air, everybody smells it.
In Muktavik, low flush toilets keep the smell of sewage out of the air. Instead, you breathe in the piney scent of Labrador tea, which flows from the hillside into every yard. Albertina Charles says this is a plant with medicinal properties.
That's why we barely get sick
because of the Labrador tea.
She says the tundra is not just good for your lungs, it's good for your soul. In Newtok, if you step off the boardwalk, the mud sucks you in. But at Albertina's new home, whenever she feels sad, she steps onto the solid tundra and her sadness fades away.
No more hurt. Tundra have healings.
People's diets have changed in Muktavik too, according to Lisa Charles.
Started eating a lot more subsistence food since we don't have access to a store.
There is a store in Muktavik, but with no commercial airport, it's been sparsely stocked. So without groceries, Lisa says, people in Muktavik are eating more seal, moose, halibut, and salmon. As Lisa cuts sourdough, she observes that some of her friends have lost weight. And she's noticed other benefits, too.
I think we've had more energy and improved our mood and that kind of stuff.
There's also better access to subsistence activities in Muktavik. Due to the eroded banks in Newtok, people have a short window during high tide to get on the river. During the rest of the tide, they're surrounded in mud. Tribal Administrator Andrew John says this year, some families are suffering as a result.
There's a lot of families that haven't had the opportunity to fill their fish racks completely in preparation for the oncoming winter.
In Muktavik, people can get on the river any time of day. Outside his new home, Teddy Tom is building his dream makhi, or steam house. In Muktavik, he can be on the river whenever he wants, and he isn't trapped in the village by unnavigable mud, so he can explore.
At the new site, we are living more in a new lifestyle. What I used to do when I was young, it's like I'm showing it, teaching it to my sons.
Teddy is one of the Newtok Village Council members. He says they're all trying their best to get the entire village moved over so they can all begin their new lives in Muktavik together. Reporting for KYUK in Muktavik, I'm Greg Kim.